My name is Rebecca. Welcome to Studio Classroom, the place where exciting things happen. And of course, this is the place where we talk about how to get organized. Sometimes, that is. So friends, it is time for us to get organized. We have been talking about organization for the last 2 days, and now it is time for us to do it. Well, okay, hold on for just a moment. Before we can actually get organized, there is still a little more that we need to learn. And of course, our lesson today is titled, Make a Little Space to Organize. What are we going to learn today? That's a very good question. First, what to do with paper? What to do with paper? And secondly, give everything a home. I really like that second point, give everything a home. What does that mean? We're going to find out. So friends, open up your magazines and let's begin.
Make a little space to organize. Once you've decided what to toss, come up with a system for those items you choose to keep, says Jennifer McDowell, a professional organizer with Organized Space. With paper, for instance, get a filing system that really works, she says. For small items, she likes plastic containers because they could be stacked one on top of another and are easy to label. Take advantage of vertical space, too. Tall shelves can make all that empty air work for you. That's especially true in closets, which tend to have a lot of unused wall space.
Welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 stack 这个动词。Stack 是指叠起或者是堆成堆。例如 the books were stacked neatly along the walls. 书本被整齐的一叠叠的堆在墙边。或者是 the chairs in the hall were stacked up after the meeting was over. 会议结束之后大厅里的椅子就被叠起来了。Stack 也可以当名词，例如 stacks of files were scattered on the floor. 一堆堆的文件夹被散落在地上。继续我们看 vertical 这个形容词 ,vert 这个字根有转移的意思，所以 vertical 是指垂直的或者是直立的。例如 the painting was composed of many vertical lines, 这幅画是由许多直线组成的。或者是 this ballpoint pen writes on vertical surfaces, 这支原子笔可以在各种直立的表面上写字。vertical 的反义词是 horizontal, H-O-R-I-Z-O-N-T-A-L,意思是水平的，例如 the horizontal line 是指地平线。
So many things to organize. How do you get started?
That's a very good question, Gabe. There are so many things to organize. So how do you get started? Where do you begin? Well, remember, on the first day we talked about sorting things into piles.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sort things into piles. Also, throw away some things that maybe you have a lot of. You don't want redundancy in all of your clutter, right? So those are just some tips. Now we have a couple of more very helpful tips today. Once you've decided what to toss, come up with a system for those items you choose to keep, says Jennifer McDowell, a professional organizer with Organized Space. Okay, now this word toss in that first sentence, once you decide what to toss, that's another word for to throw away. You're going to toss something or throw it away.
Exactly. You're not going to just throw it up into the air,
right,
but you're actually going to get rid of the item. Well, we read here, with paper, for instance, get a filing system that really works. I know, Gabe, for myself, I could really use a filing system that works, especially here at the office.
Well, you know, speaking of at the office, I would often see something like you just saw in this picture, this filing cabinet with all of these files inside, right? this kind of thing might work for you. It might help you stay organized.
That's for sure. Well, for small items, she likes plastic containers because they can be stacked one on top of another and are easy to label. I agree. I really like plastic containers. As a matter of fact, back home, that is back in the States, that's what I use to organize stuff.
Plastic containers. You know, often I call those tubs a tub, T-U-B, and it's usually, for me, I think it's like a kind of a big container that you can store a lot of things inside. And so you can buy a lot of these containers. That way you can stack them one on top of the other.
Yeah, we have an attic back home, back in the States. And that's where I have all of my plastic containers or my tubs. And yes, they are stacked one on top of each other. And it's really easy to find what I need when I go up there looking for what I need.
Well, just make sure that you label those plastic containers. Just like our lesson says, you can't just put everything into a plastic container. If you forget to label it, you won't know what's inside of those containers, Rebecca.
Well, that has happened to me before. One time I was in a rush, and so I just threw a bunch of stuff into this tub. And then when I went looking for what I needed, I couldn't find it.
So, friends,
this is a very good tip.
Exactly. Well, friends, we continue here with a great phrase, take advantage of vertical space, too. All right, let's take advantage of the time we have to look at this phrase, to take advantage of something. That means you're going to use something in the best way possible.
Exactly. And I've got a great example right here. Take advantage of the beautiful weather and go outside. Go to the beach. Go hiking. Do something that will take you outside.
Speaking of weather, I have an opposite example. Take advantage of the typhoon day and catch up on some sleep. You've needed to sleep for so long. Now there's a typhoon day. You don't have to go to work or school. You can catch up on some sleep.
Well, that's a great example. Well, you could also say, take advantage of your time off and go out shopping or go get coffee or just do something that you enjoy doing.
And speaking of taking advantage of time, it's important to take advantage of the time that you have with somebody who is close to you. Maybe you don't see them that often, so take advantage of that time you have together. Well, here in our lesson, we should take advantage of vertical space, right? So that's the space that goes up. There's a lot of space above, so take advantage of that space.
So, Gabe, if we're not talking about vertical space, or we're not talking about the space that goes up, but rather we're talking about the space that's parallel to the ground, that's like really flat, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, horizontal. Uh-huh. That's right. There's vertical going up and down and horizontal going right and left. Okay, so for another example of how to use this word, you know, sometimes I write like this, but I need to find a horizontal surface to write on. That makes it easier to write.
Well, I've got a very simple example right here. Can you please draw a horizontal line?
Very good. A line from left to right. Or you can even use this word in talking about relationships. Your relationship to your boss might be a vertical relationship, but your relationship to your coworkers is a horizontal one. Well, friends, we've learned a lot about organizing and making space to organize, and we have more, so stay tuned.
But first, we're going to go check out the info cloud. The guys have something to say about this word decor later in our lesson.
You hear it all the time, people talking when all of a sudden they switch to another language. Then, just as quickly, they return to their original language.
Right, when people alternate between two languages with a quick word, phrase, or sentence, it's called code switching. So, why do people code switch?
To keep secrets. Now, how many of you parents have ever done this in front of your kids?
Okay. Another reason might be the prestige associated with using foreign words. Code switching indirectly reminds listeners that I'm bilingual or I'm in the know.
Next, people switch between languages because the proper phrase in their mother tongue is too formal.
Or too embarrassing to say. In this way, the foreign phrase becomes a kind of euphemism.
People also code switch for economy. That is, they'll temporarily jump to a foreign language because it's just easier. To say the same thing in their mother tongue would take extra time and effort.
Right. Finally, people code switch for fun, to create puns. For instance, Chinese speakers, instead of saying xie xie, might say in English 3Q, a play on the words san Q, which sounds similar to the English phrase thank you.
有不少人讲话讲到一半会突然转换到另一种语言。哇，你今天穿得好 fashion 哦，或是那个广告让我看得不飒飒。这种现象叫做 code switching, 中文叫做语码转换。人们会 code switch 有不同的原因，一个是 prestige, 声望。有些人觉得如果在中文里头掺杂一些英文单字，好像会显得很时尚，很有地位，虽然加入的英文单字往往不符合句子的文法。另一个原因呢是 euphemism, 就是将口气变得委婉一点。当你要和某人道歉的时候，你会不会用 sorry 来取代对不起？Economy 节省是另一个原因，有些中文不好表达的意境我们会用英文来表达。最后，许多人 code switch 是为了幽默，有时候在中文里头我们掺杂一两个英文单字就会制造出 pun 双关语，像 thank you。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. As you can see, there are boxes everywhere. Someone was helping me move, and then they just dropped the boxes off in random spots like that. Excuse me, sir, just a moment. Can you please stack the boxes?
Stack the boxes?
You know, put one box on top of the other.
Excuse me, lady, I wasn't paid to stack the boxes.
Well, you were paid to help me move, and you're just dropping
okay.
the boxes
okay.
off everywhere,
okay.
and it's very frustrating to
right.
me,
this
and then I can't
happy?
Find what
this
I need to find.
Happy?
Sir, you need to
this,
work faster. I was supposed
I
to be somewhere at a certain hour, and I couldn't leave until you finished.
All right. Much better. Oh.Hello, I believe, you were in the middle of an English lesson. I say we continue.
Make a little space to organize. Another good idea is multi-purpose furniture, such as a hollow ottoman with storage space inside, or a bed with drawers underneath.Don't think you have to sacrifice style in the process, says McDowell. There's some really ugly stuff out there, she says. Keep looking until you find pieces that work with your decor. Everything in my home has a place, Stanley says. Whenever someone gives me something, right then I'm already thinking whether or not I'm going to keep it. Realize, too,that decluttering is an ongoing, never-ending process that demands vigilance.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 decor 这个名词。decor 是指装饰风格或者是布置的布局。它是一个不可数名词。它是源自于法文，所以在字母 E 上面要有一撇。我们来看一个例句。The cafe's simple but elegant decor attracted many customers. 这家咖啡厅简约但又优雅的装饰风格吸引了许多顾客。 或者是 we were impressed by the extravagant decor of Caesar's Palace in Vegas. 我们对拉斯维加斯凯撒饭店豪华的装饰风格感到印象深刻。最后我们看的是 vigilance 这个不可数名词。Vigilance 是指警觉或者是警惕。例如 addiction to online games is a problem that requires constant vigilance. 沉迷网络游戏是一个需要一直保持警戒的问题。它的形容词是 vigilant, V-I-G-I-L-A-N-T. 例如 security kept a vigilant guard of the building because of some previous incidents. 由于先前的一些事件，保全人员对这栋大楼保持特别的警戒。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Very good. Thank you, Michelle. Well, we're learning about how to use your space in the best way possible. To take advantage of all the space that you have, you can take advantage of vertical space. You can take advantage of your closet space. And there's a lot of unused wall space. And another good idea is multi-purpose furniture, such as a hollow ottoman with storage space inside. Rebecca, have you ever used an ottoman?
You know, I actually have used one. My parents used to own one. And of course, for those of you who might not know what an ottoman is, it's just a piece of furniture like a long box with a soft top. They're actually very convenient, aren't they?
Okay, so it's got a soft top so that it will be comfortable to sit on because it acts as a piece of furniture, right? You can sit on it or maybe rest your feet on it, but it actually opens up so you can store stuff inside. Okay, so this is an example of multi-purpose furniture. It has more than one purpose.
I really like what McDowell says right here. Don't think you have to sacrifice style in the process.
Hmm.
So in other words, you can be organized and still be stylish.
Well, it's kind of like those micro homes we learned about earlier this year, right? Even if you have a small home, it can still be very stylish, right? Don't sacrifice style just because you're trying to be more organized.
Now, McDowell says, there's some really ugly stuff out there. Keep looking until you find pieces that work with your decor. And when she's talking about pieces, I assume she's probably talking about pieces of furniture and other things that can help you organize.
That's a good thing to bring up, Rebecca. Pieces of furniture. We don't say furnitures. I have many furnitures. No, furniture is always just like that with no S, right? So if you want to talk about more than one, it is more than one piece of furniture. So keep looking until you find pieces of furniture that work with your decor.
And here Stanley says, everything in my home has a place. Now, and I know growing up, my mom used to try to train us children to have a place for everything. That
mm-hmm.
is, whenever we would come home, we would put whatever that item is in its particular home. Sometimes I would forget.
That's right. A good rule to remember is if you take it out, put it back. Right? So whenever someone gives me something, this is what Stanley says, right then I'm already thinking whether or not I'm going to keep it. Well, friends, do you ever keep something that you don't need? Or perhaps you know some people who just have so much stuff. They don't need all that stuff, but they are pack rats.
Ooh, pack rats. You know, one of my cousins is actually a pack rat. I've been to her house. And seriously, there is stuff everywhere, and I think that she's never gotten rid of anything.
Rebecca, I think everyone must have some relative somewhere who is a pack rat. My Uncle Matthew is a pack rat. In his room, in his garage, he's collecting so many things, it takes up so much space. But Rebecca, I'm kind of the opposite. I'm a minimalist.
Ooh, you're a minimalist, meaning that you don't like to keep a lot of things.
Exactly.
You like to keep just the very bare minimum, right?
Exactly, the bare minimum. If I don't need it, I throw it away. Basically, everything I own is in my bedroom. I am really a minimalist.
And that means you're probably very organized as well.
Try to be.
Well, right now, friends, it's time for us to review today's lesson with a review skit. Let's do it.
Ah! You're buried alive in clutter. Yeah, my condo doesn't have an attic or a basement.
Don't let lack of space serve as an excuse. Get organized.
But I don't know how.
The first step in decluttering is to take an objective, look at what you want, to straighten up.
Yeah?
Identify what you don't like and imagine how you'd like it to look.
Ah, yes.
Now, haul out everything and start sorting things into piles.
Everything?
Yes. Identify redundancy and cut back.
Cut back?
Right. Set aside a spot for trash and things to be donated.
But getting rid of stuff isn't easy.
Be ruthless.
But some things are sentimental.
Don't fret. You can keep a few keepsakes.
Yay!
But put them out of the way.
Oh.
Next, come up with a system to organize items.
Organize?
Yes. Get a filing system that works. Stack things, label things, take advantage of vertical space.
That sounds really hard.
Another good idea is to multipurpose with furniture storage space inside.
And sacrifice style?
Keep looking until you find pieces that work.
Well, okay.
And realize this.
What?
Decluttering is an ongoing, never-ending process.
Never-ending?
Yes. It demands vigilance. Now, what do you want to keep?
Everything!
When looking for ways to store the things you've decided to keep, think of stacking containers so you can take advantage of vertical space. That's especially true if you have a lot of unused wall space. Or you can have multi-purpose furniture like a hollow ottoman or drawers underneath your bed. And don't buy just anything, as there are storage pieces that will go with your decor. So look until you are really satisfied. And most of all, remember that this is a never-ending process. It demands vigilance to keep your house decluttered.
Thanks, Linda. Well, you know, Gabe, I consider myself a minimalist as well. I don't like to keep a lot of stuff.
What about you, friends? Are you an organized person? Remember, it's an ongoing process. Well, be sure to come back next time for more right here at
Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then.